Ready. All right. This is Helen Williams Strutt English, and I'm interviewing Stanley Lexon in his home at 7705 Woodland Avenue in Elkins Park?
Elkins Park, PA.
PA, which is a suburb outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on the 20th of April, 2005. And I am here with Cindy Strauss, curator of contemporary decorative arts and design at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. And this is a joint interview for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. And this is disc number one, tape number one. Stanley, when and where were you born?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan. In 1936.
And the specific date, please?
June 9th of 36.
And what were the names of your parents?
My mother, it was Sylvia Fishman, and my father, Jacob Lexon.
Did you have any siblings?
My brother, Edward, who is 4 years my junior.
4 years. And would you like to describe the nature of your childhood and your family background?
I was born into a observant Jewish family. The grandparents lived in the, not the apartment, but it was a two-family house, and they lived upstairs. My father, mother, and brother and I lived downstairs. My father was trained as a pharmacist, and I grew up in a drugstore.
Were your grandparents your paternal grandparents or your maternal?
My paternal grandparents. Maternal grandparents lived in Cleveland, where my grandfather ran a kosher butcher shop.
Do you think growing up in a drugstore surrounded by a pharmaceutical environment had any influence on your future?
It demystified the sciences in many ways and made them appear to be more attractive, I guess, than for many of my friends. I early took an interest in the practical applications of the sciences, but growing up in Detroit at that time, it was impossible to not become very much involved in the automobile industry and the ongoing love affair that all teenage boys have with automobiles. So mechanics were an integral part of my growing up as well.
Were you observant?
I was pressured to be observant, which I guess forced me in the opposite direction. Things haven't changed all that much. I think all youngsters tend to want, at least, to go contrary to their parents' desires. But if you wish me to expand upon that aspect of my early life, I'll be happy to do so.
Please
because,
do so.
Okay. The introduction to religion at that time, I think in virtually all religions, was not all that sound educationally. I was prepared for my bar mitzvah by having the material literally beaten into me with a wooden ruler on the palms of my hands. Very much like the stories I hear of the education of Catholics at the hands of nuns at that time. That, I think, was guaranteed to cause discomfort and lack of interest. As I matured,